Hillary Clinton urges Americans to encourage a friend or family member to get vaccinated today. By Hannah Blow on August 2, 2021. Twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is urging Americans to encourage their friends and family members to get vaccinated today as Democrat politicians toughen their rhetoric toward unvaccinated individuals. The vaccines are protecting millions of people from COVID-19. Encourage a friend or family member to get vaccinated today, Clinton said, linking to data from the Kaiser Family Foundation, KFF, comparing cases of the Chinese coronavirus among vaccinated individuals and unvaccinated individuals. Her plea follows radical demands from fellow Democrats, including New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., who on Monday urged private businesses to discriminate against unvaccinated patrons by denying them entry to the establishments. Private businesses, I am asking them and suggesting to them go to vaccine-only admission. Go to vaccine-only admission. We did this, he said. Radio City Music Hall months ago reopened vaccine-only, sold out all the shows. Sports arenas, they went up to about 90% vaccine-only. Private businesses, bars, restaurants, go to a vaccine-only admission. I believe it's in your best business interest, Cuomo continued, expressing his personal desire to know who around him is vaccinated, particularly at bars and restaurants. If I go to a restaurant and I'm sitting at a table, and the table right next to me, I want to know that they're vaccinated. I believe it's in your business interest to run a vaccine-only establishment, he continued, highlighting the state's vaccine passport program, the Excelsior Pass. Watch. We have passes. They're on apps. They're on phones. It's very simple. You can operate a restaurant. Just say you have to show that you were vaccinated when you walk in the door. It's going to help your business, not hurt it, he continued. If you say to people, well, if you don't have a vaccine, you can't get into these establishments, then you'll see a real incentive to get vaccinated, he added. Similarly, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., has indicated that he is fed up with unvaccinated Americans, suggesting that the time for playing nice is over. We've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. We could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Free testing, incentives, friendly warm embrace, the voluntary phase is over, the Democrats said during an appearance on MSNBC. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. Director Rochelle Walensky made waves last week after stating the government was looking into a federal coronavirus vaccine mandate. She eventually backpedaled, claiming she was referring to mandates by private institutions and portions of the federal government. Nonetheless, President Biden, who last week announced vaccine mandates for federal employees, has explicitly endorsed vaccine mandates in the private sector. In addition to providing incentives to encourage vaccination, it's time to impose requirements on key groups to make sure they're vaccinated, Biden said at a White House event last week. Of private businesses, he said he would like to see them continue to move in that direction. Local communities can do that. Local businesses can do that. It's still a question whether the federal government can mandate the whole country, Biden said of vaccine mandates. I don't know that yet. I'm going to keep at it, the 78-year-old said. I'm going to be talking about it around the country. The CDC is also pressing the vaccinated to help the unvaccinated, identifying the ultimate goal as helping to make their vaccination happen.